Kisatzer al ir yom rabin. If you siege, if you surround the city, l'melchama yom rabin, l'lachim alal l'tafsa, to fight it and to take it over. L'sashkes es etza l'ndeyach alay garzin. You shouldn't destroy its wood, its trees, l'ndeyach alay garzin, to put an axe there. Ki mimenu seichel, because you're going to eat from it. You shouldn't cut it down. Ki adam eats asada, loving mipenach b'matzer. And Rashi teaches because a tree is not like a person that you need to besiege it. Meaning, you're trying to get the people. Why would you cut down the trees? And the next pasuk continues. Rak eats asher teda, only a tree that you know. Ki lo eats machol hu, that it's for sure not eats machol. Oise sashchis, that you could destroy. The karasa and knock it down. Panisa matzah alir, loving mipenecha b'matzah, and you could build a siege around. Meaning, if Klal Yisrael is fighting, is waging a melchama, one malach is that to stop the food intake, the food coming into the city. So you knock it down all the fruit trees, and therefore the enemy can't get a hold of food. So the pasuk is telling you that there's an isser bal tashchis. You shouldn't knock down the fruit trees. The pasuk says because you might come to eat from it when you take over the city. You will come to eat from it. So the Gemara in Achavah. Before that, this is the isser deraisa, and you get malchus for this. The Gemara in Makkos, the Mishnah Makkos says that a person could do one maisa, be cherish betal machad, and be over 8 lavin, and says he's a kain and nazir a basic forest with klayim, and he's being cherish beklayim b'shvius, a bunch of different isurim, and the Gemara asks that v'luchshav, why do you count also if the plow runs over a tree and a fruit tree and knocks it over. So you should be over another Isser, and you should get Malkus for that also of Baltashkas. So you see Klar, it's Isser, right? So you get Malkus for it, and that's Isser Baltashkas. There's a Gemara Nachevel that says like this. Omer Rav, Dikla Detan Kava Asr L'miktetze. A tree, a palm tree, Detan Kava that holds, that bears fruit, a Kav, certain measurement, Asr L'miktetze, you can't cut it down. Meisvei, the Gemara asks the question, Kami yeh bezayis, v'lo yiktzitzu roiva. It says by olive tree that if you have a roiva, which is a roiva kav, a quarter of a kav of olives, if the tree bears a fruit, a quarter of a kav, then you already can't cut it down. Meaning if the tree is getting older and it's stopping to bear fruit, if there's at least a kav, or the Gemara is asking a steer to zayis, when it's a roiva kav, then you can't knock it down. So the Gemara says, Shani Zaysim the Khashivi, the difference is a dekel is less chashiv and Zaysim are more chashiv. And if the tree is giving more is giving a chashiv amount of fruit, you have no right to cut it down. That's Isbal Tashvis. Then the Gemara says, Amr Abchanino, Lay Shachiv Shivchas Bri, Ella de Katz Tainas Blay Zimna. My son Abchanino said, my son Shivchas, He died. The only reason why he died was the cut steinas b'lei zimna, because he cut down a date tree b'lei zimna. He cut down a fig tree b'lei zimna before its time. Meaning, even though maybe it was older, but he cut it down. He didn't have a hetter to, because it was still bearing fruit. So it was isabal tashkas, and that's why he died, which is midah k'neged midah. He chopped down a tree b'lei zimna, so he died b'lei zimna. Amar Ravina. And Ravina gives a hetter for this, even though it's isabal tashchis v'mhoyu mola b'dam and mutter. If it's mola b'dam, it means if the tree gives, if the wood of the tree is worth more than the peris it gives, then it's mutter. Why? Because that's not ashchasa. You're gaining from it. The fruit are not worth as much as the wood. So chop down the tree, you have the wood, and you have more from the tree itself than from the peris. Then the Gemara brings a Bryce to back that up. Then the Gemara brings two stories. Shmuel Aisi Le'arisei Tamri, Shmuel's Aris. Shmuel's worker brought him dates, ochel, tomu, time of the chamer. He ate them and they tasted like, they had the taste of wine. His dates had the taste of wine, of grapes. Omle maihai, so he asked his worker, what's going on here? Why do they taste like wine? Omle beni guf nikaimi, because the dates are growing in between the wine, in between the grapevines. Omar, so Shmuel said, makhashi b'chamer kulihai, l'mach ha'aisle mikurai. He said they must be destroying the grapes, because if you plant the dates next to the grapes and ad kedei kach so far that they even taste like the grapes now, they must be destroying the grapes. And l'mach ha'aisle mikurayu, tomorrow bring me from kurayu. Mikurayu, Rashi says, it means from the roots, mikar shalahan is one shot, and the second shot is core, is also, it's a part of the root that's soft and edible. So he was saying, in short, chop down the tree and bring me from the roots. So he told his worker to chop down the tree. If it's ruining the grapes, chop down the tree. That's another hetta the Gemara gives, that if it's ruining another tree, then you could chop it down. And Rav Chisda also, similar maisa, Chazi Tali Begufni, saw a palm tree in between his vines. Amla Larise Akrinu, so he told his worker to take it away. And why? He said because gufni kani dikli le kani gufni, because grapes could buy a palm tree, but the palm tree can't buy the grapes, meaning the grapes are worth more than the palms, and that's why, and if it's ruining them, so then you should get rid of it. Also, akrinu, you should knock it down. So the Gemara is mavor, the Gemara, you see there's two atarim in this Gemara. That the Gemara says that there's a heter if it's mol of a damim, if the wood is worth more than the fruit itself, and another heter if it's ruining the fruit, if it's ruining other trees, so then that are worth more than it, so then you could also knock it down. And the Rashi says, "Hu adin in tzarchum kaimai," says nerd in tzarchum kaimai. If you need the space of the tree, also that's a heter to knock it down. Maybe we'll see later exactly. We'll get into that heter, but. But that's the Gemara Nachayvel, and the Reb Tzalman Ransberg asks, he wants to know that why the Torah and Shulchan Aruch don't bring down this halacha b'chlal of the Isser Baltashkos by a tree, and with these Torah and Shulchan Aruch don't speak about a b'chlal. He wants to know why not. But that's one Gemara. There's another Gemara in Bab Basra that says, there's another Gemara in Bab Basra also that says, we'll wait for that, but the Rambam brings down this halacha, and he says that there's this about tashkas. It's not just by a siege where the pasuk brings down, but there's also it's like the nice game say the Gemara Makas is mavor, and the Gemara Nachevel is mavor that there's this about tashkas. I'm cutting down a fruit tree across the board, and. And he says the whole Isser is bashchasa, is only if you're destroying, if you're knocking down to destroy. But if you're knocking it down and he brings these heterim, if you're knocking it down because it's worth more for the wood, or if you're saving a tree, if it's being mazik, a different tree, or he brings another heter, the Gemara Babasa's mavor, that if it's being mazik, your friend's property, then you could knock it down. That's how the Rambam paskins. And then he says, and not only from this pasuk, we also learn the other, like most people know, bal tashchis, you shouldn't stam destroy things, kelim and clothing, and stam things you shouldn't destroy. That's Isser, you don't get malchus on that, but you do get makas mardis, and that's also learned from the same pasuk. So that's the Rambam. There's a taz over here. The Taz says a fascinating thing, which you wouldn't see it from the Gemara itself, but the Taz says like this. The Taz in Yardei Sim Kuf Tazayin, which speaks about Gila and Hilchas Sakana, the Taz says, Oy de Achas Metzinu, another Sakana that we find, Shasur Chazal, Mifnea Sakana, Shloi Lokets Ilan Ha'isa Paris, that you shouldn't cut down a tree that gives fruit. Just like the Gemara Chayu that we just saw, that Shivchas Bri, of Reb Chanina, he died, he cut down a teina and he died. So you see there's a sakana to cut down a tree. And he says, but there are heterim, the kasiv arosh, because of a rosh, he brings a Gemara that says that if it's to save the better fruits, better trees, then you could knock it down. Because of a rosh, al tzarich mekayim is also mutter. He brings that umizat tarti, and he says, and because of this, I was mutter to clear away a fruit tree for someone who wanted to build a house on a plot of land which had a fruit tree, to knock down the tree and to build land because it's tzarich mekayim. That's what Taz says. So Taz sees from this Gemara, which Kipshuti, you could learn it's Einish, the Taz sees that it's more than just Einish, but there's a sakana. Cutting down trees is a sakana, and that's why Shichvas, the son of Reb Chanina, died because he cut down a tane of Leizim. So the in Sheilas Yavetz, the Yavetz has a few questions over here. The Lashna Taz is very interesting. Lashna Taz is Oid achas matzino she'asru Chazal. Chazal asered another thing, and he goes this, and he speaks out chopping down a fruit tree. The shal is it's issa deraisa bal tashkas. Why does he say that Chazal asered it? Mipnei asakan is issa deraisa. That's the first question. And the second question he asks is, what was takap shat? It says that Amar Chanina lo shachiv shivchas bri al dekat stein b'lo zimna. That means Shivchas Bri, Reb Chanina knew about his son Shivchas. Kenir was a great Talmud Chacham. He was a big tzaddik, and he had not a single avera that he could find why Shivchas died, except he cut down a tree b'lo zimna, a fruit tree too early. So the question is that why taka did Shivchas do it? He knows this. It's in the Torah b'al tashkas. Why taka did he cut down a tree? So the Yavetz wants to be mechadish a very big chiddush over here in the sugya, and he says that it's pashit Shivchas, it's pashit that he knew the Gemara and he knew the sugya, that the whole Isser is only bashchasa, and there's a terim, and he did it with that terim. So if mekaymai or if it was molo b'damim, he did it with all that terim. But the Gemara is coming to tell us, or Kanin is coming to say that there's a new thing on top of that, even with that terim. There's a sakana, and that's why the shachar shivchas bri because of kat stein b'lo zimna that he died because there's a sakana even with the term. That means all that term don't.
Taz matter.
What?
Taz says he was matter based
on it. Oh, so the this is what the Yadid says. The Azal Hashem, the lady asking the mitzin, they all ask. It's not just a Taz, it's the Gemara. The Gemara says kat stein b'lo zimna, which means that there's a sakana. And then afterwards it says, but if it's molo b'damim, Ravina says, then it's mutter. It sounds like that term come afterwards. But this is what the Yavetz says. And he starts off, he says that could be that it's a midas chasidus he should have been makbid on, and that's why he died. And he says, inami, then no, that it's really for everyone. And everyone has a not an isser but a sakana to chop down to cut down a fruit tree. And the sakana even with all the heterim. and he says that's what Taz means, that it's only derabanan asur chazal mipnei hasakana, because be'etzem we're going with the heterim, but still there's a new isur on top of that. And he brings the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim says that not only is this a sakana, but hakaitzitz. The Gemara says, "Any raisim in bracha la'ilam," that besides for the sakana, but also he's not going to be raisim bracha. So he says everyone should stay away unless you have a good heter. He's talking about litzarich mitzvah over there. He says maybe it's a heter, but a heti attack has a real sakana to stay away from cutting down fruit trees, even with the heterim, because it's a sakana. He says, but one eitzah we do have is that if you don't cut down the tree and you uproot the tree and you plant it somewhere else, so he says that's not the whole problem is baltashchis, and that's a sakana also by being mashchis the tree, but if you don't, if you're not mashchis, so you just pick it up and replant it somewhere else. So he says less about beis mechish, then there's no problem at all. You could do it lechatchil. It sounds like if you just want to have fun, pick up trees, no problem. If as long as they're gonna be planted somewhere else, that's not a problem at all. So the Binyan Sin asks, besides for this kasha, that the term come afterwards, he also asks that what's Pshat Shmuel? Shmuel, we said, Ram Chizda, they told their servants, knock down the tree. How could they knock down the tree? there's a sakana. So the Chassam Sofer says that he's medayik in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Shmuel told his worker, I see it's makhish b'cham kuli hai l'mach aizli mikurai. He says, didn't tell him chop down the tree. He said, bring me mikurai. Mikurai means that bring me from the bottom, from the roots of the tree. Why? Don't chop down the tree. The Chassam Sofer says, you learn from this Gemara, you can't chop down a tree even with that terim. You need to pick it up and plant it somewhere else. So dig up the tree and bring me mikurai and show me that you dug it up and then plant it somewhere else. And Rav Chisda also said akrinu, but about you shouldn't. He says you could cut it down if there's no mahalach of moving it, but if there's mahalach of moving it, then it's aser to cut it. It's aser to cut it down, and you need to move it. So that could be pshat batzim in Shmuel, that Shmuel says, akrinu, that could be pshat in the Yavitz, that he wasn't saying to cut it down, but he was saying to uproot it and to plant it somewhere else. But the Chassam Sofer says, he does argue in the Yavitz and says that, according to him, that Shmuel said, because it's ruining the other trees, then go uproot the tree and plant it somewhere else. It sounds like, not like the Yavitz that says that you could just uproot it, no problem. Says even uprooting it, there is a sakana, unless you have that terim that it's mo'ol b'dam, or not mo'ol b'dam, but if it's ruining other trees or being mazik chaver or any other hetter of sarach l'mkayma, but you need the hetter, you can't just pick up a tree and move it stamazik. Oh, so I see there's not so much time left. I would want to go straight to the hetterim. There are a few hetterim here that. There's a bunch of shahs coming up about cutting limbs of trees. If you don't cut the entire tree down, what's with cutting just a few limbs of the tree or trimming the tree? So there's a Bereshava. The Bereshava asks that we find that they brought for the Mizbeach, for the Atzei, for the Eitzim on the Mizbeach was made of Charoi Shal Teina, from date trees. So the question is, how are they allowed to cut date trees for the Mizbeach? How could they be over Baltashkas? What? So that's the only wood they were able to use for the Mizbech. So Kibshuta, they went and they chopped down trees, and the Gemara says they used to cut trees and for the Atze Mizbech. So
maybe they were past the age that they were. Like,
so and you could say it's only those trees. Could be. He says Zadech to say that it's these trees were all his. So the Baruch Sheva says Al Tzerich Mitzvah. There's no Isser of Ashkasa. That's his teretz. The Kesem Mishnah says to him, I don't understand what you're talking about. Why do you need to chop down an entire tree to get the Atze to get the Mizbeach? They trimmed all the trees and they took all the wood and they brought it for the Mizbeach. He says there's no Isser. He said he doesn't know where it's Merum is the Isser of trimming trees in this Isser Bal Tashkas. So you see, Machleik is Kesef Mishnah and the Baruch Sheva, and the Aruch Shulchan Taka says to trim trees is mutter if it's l'tzarech mekaymai. He says then it's mutter. Oh, l'tzarech mekaymai is a shiloh. What's nichol l'tzarech mekaymai? The Yavit says l'tzarech mekaymai, he wouldn't give a hetter unless you mamish need the space and you can't live without it. But some, just because you want to build a house, an investment house, or any other reason, or make a little space for yourself, that's not enough. But and the Chivas Chavis Yar also says. He says that's not mechum. That's not the heter of mechum mechal. Even for this. That's, and the Chivas Chavis Yar also he says it's only if you're building a house on top of that property, or ledavra nitzuch loy. He says mashenkin to be marchiv a makum for like a chatzah or letzarech teal. Where he says tesis are, if you want more light, v'revach balma and stam space is aser. That's what he says, and the Sheva Levi says tzarchin, because nowadays really is lashing. He says tzarchin l'dinah the tesis are v'revach balma b'zman hazeh tzarich rab. So he says nowadays people need air, need space, and mela kipshut el binuchon mehetar. And the Aruch HaShulchan Taka goes that it's aser. He says tzarich mekem is only if you're building a house on it, but stam to have space is aser. So as Machleik is Gnei, what the Tzarech Mekem is. But I did see the Rajba says that if it's being mazik your house, if the tree is being mazik your house, that is enough of a tzerach to cut it down. He says to cut it down. This is valtash. He's not
uprooted or cut it.
Yes, sir. I did see. It's very negeh. I know a lot of people have it that the I think it's the chikrei leiv who brings the shiloh. A lot of people have. I know. I just had the past 3 weeks. I needed a hazmat suit to walk out of my house because of all the mangoes on the floor in the front yard. The bugs and you walk into a whole swarm of flies when you just walk out to the street. So the chigalev, someone asked in the shadow that he doesn't like the bugs that come to all the fruit. So could he cut the tree for that? And he says that's not enough of a tzarech. He says, I'll give you two eitzes. Either you cut the limbs, which he holds as mutter, or he says you could cut it down until the last limb and leave one branch just that will keep the fruits, or he says you could uproot it and that's the only yitzah. There's just to finish off, there's other term of if you do it al yidei goy, so kipshuta there's no shlichus by a goy, so memela it should be mutter. The problem is the Erech Shai asks that there is shlichus l'chumra, so midrabanan should be aser. So they give another hatter. If you sell it to a guy with shtar and kesef, so then if you sell it to guys, then it's not yours, and he could do with it whatever he wants. But the Marsham says that there's a problem of harsha on a deraisa. So he asks that there should be harama. Sorry, on a deraisa. It's harama. You're selling it, but we know exactly why you're selling it, and we know it's not the best mechir. But he says that we're only a sakana here. And there's no aroma by sakana. The person zikha doesn't want it because he knows that if he has it, he's gonna have the sakana when it gets cut down. So it's zikha not a sakana, and there's no problem with aroma deraisa. And the other eitzah is that if you do with the guy, if the guy cuts it down, so it will be shlichus l'chumra, which is only midrabanan. So there's no problem with haram anymore. So if you sell it to a guy and a guy cuts it down, so then there are places in the ramat.
Excellent, I did it. We'll be watching.